Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. Allie Engel, the Finns fullback, joins us this morning. Got a brand new book out, The Seven Crucibles, an inspirational game plan for overcoming adversity in your life. And boy, playing football is a roller coaster anyway. And Alec joins us this morning. How you doing, Alec?
Joe, I'm doing good. I'm excited to talk this book, talk ball, whatever it is, man. It's great to wake up with you this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. I do, and you coming on. Hey, listen, speaking of that, your thumb. You broke your thumb. I just told you off the air. I think a lot of guys really have a lot of respect that you put a cast on it and tried to play with it for a couple of games. And I know it wasn't easy. It's impossible to catch unless it's literally hit you in the chest where you can just body catch it. But just being out there during those obviously very important games at the end of the season, I think means a lot to people.
It takes a little bit of sacrifice, no doubt, especially the week leading up. And I think that's where you get to show your teammates and your coaches how much they mean to you. The entire organization, the guys that played before you, the guys that will play after you, I feel like it just sets the tone a little bit. It brings a little bit of character to the number, to the name, to the jersey, to the whole team. So definitely wanted to be able to show these guys that I care about and want to be out there with them. And I'll do whatever it takes to be a Dolphin and strap it up.
Alec, I got to tell you, man, it was just nice having a fullback back in the offense. We've gone a long time. I don't know what the number this year was on teams that had a fullback. I just like it, especially when you got a fullback that can catch the football, can run it for first downs when you need it, and obviously block and a lot of blocking. But what do you think? Which way do you think the fullback position goes in the future of this game?
I think we're on the up and up, man. I know I'm biased, right, because these are all my guys, and I want to play more and all that. But the way that offense has spread out the ball now, a lot of 11 personnel, a lot of speed, a lot of Tyreek Hills coming through, a lot of 4-2s on the 40-yard dash. So then the linebackers have to play that way, right? They have to be able to cover the middle. They have to be able to run sideline to sideline, and there's a lot of guys that can. So with that speed, I think you give up a little bit in physicality and strength. And if you got some teams that can run the ball on light boxes, on heavy boxes, I think it just adds a new wrinkle to an offense and another thing defenses have to get ready for. So hopefully we're on the up and up here, but I do think there's a lot of guys around still making plays.
So I got to ask you this because it pops up almost after every game. How complicated is the motion and movement in Mike McDaniel's offense, where you understand it? You obviously got the time clock running to all the pre-snap movement to get used to. Does it take a while to learn?
Man, I tell you what, the first, OTA, I was coming off the ACL, right? So, I didn't have a full offseason with everybody. That first training camp practice, I'm trying to, time up all these shifts of motions. It was so frustrating. I had to get Tua to stay after practice. And Connor Williams, I'm like, guys, can you just snap the ball? I need to work on all of these things. I can't get it. I was so frustrated. We can't even get in the right spot to snap the ball. So definitely came a long way because I think we shift emotion dang near every play. But it's been fun to be able to run around and get in a little better shape and be a little bit more fluid in the offense and make everything blend together. So, no, it's crazy tough, but I think it's worth it, and I think it gives defenses a lot to look at pre-snap.
No, I agree. Listen, it does screw a lot of people up. You're right, seems to get a lot of people wide open and open up some holes and everything else. So I got to ask you, you guys saw both sides of football. Speaking of the roller coaster, big winning streak to get to 8-3, and the next thing you know, you're 8-8 fighting to get into the playoffs. I'm just curious, did you ever feel – I always worry when you start to lose and everybody starts to look around the room, and did you ever have any of that when you lose five straight on this team?
You ever hear Murphy's Law?
Yes.
So that's kind of where I think a lot of guys, where you're looking at adversity in the face, you're looking at, okay, whatever is expected, the worst can possibly happen, and the guys that just smile at that and be like, all right, my back's on the rope, it's time to go, it introduces a lot of guys to each other. It shows a lot of character. You get to know your dudes a whole lot more through those tough times. So, I mean, it was obviously no one wants to lose, but there you look around that locker room, It was something to be said about the guys that stuck with it, pushed through, end up to win that last game in the regular season. I mean, the character of the guys, the coaches, to push through all that was really impressive.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I sent Ann something a couple weeks ago, and I said, I got to tell you, I watched during that losing streak on the plane, and, you know, I'm not supposed to talk about the plane, but it's okay, I think, in this case. The guys were all business, man. It was – you couldn't tell. You know, it wasn't a partying. It was all business on those trips. I just thought it was a really close group of guys. You've been on some different teams. Did it feel that way with this group, that the camaraderie of this group was pretty good?
Yeah, and I think anytime you have the first year of a team together with a new head coach, there's going to be interesting things that have to happen, right? And, like, for Coach McDaniel and for the rest of the guys, the leaders on the team, to like be pretty bold with our expectations this year and back it up and work that way and have our standard about ourselves every single day. I feel like that's what kind of fed into the confidence and the business-like approach, even when you're losing, because we were so focused on the process, and that came from top down. We were focused on all the right things, on how to improve constantly, how to practice different, how to work different, how to stay focused. And I feel like that's what was echoed the entire time in the locker room. So that's what we were doing. And I feel like that's what was really cool, is having enough guys to kind of echo that message top down.
Alec, I've never been through the Mike McDaniel style of coach. Playing in the old days, they're all pretty much the same, and it was a different time and everything else. I was curious to see, during the good times and bad times, how his style would work, because everything comes back somewhat positive, even if he says, hey, we got to play better. But I know he would always put something positive on the sandwich. I mean, there was always at the end going to be something. And I was like, you know, sometimes we kind of roll our eyes like, yeah, get after somebody. Somebody missed a tackle, or somebody ran the wrong pattern. And he stayed with what he preaches every day. What was that like?
I think that's what allows guys to play up to their potential. I think nowadays, I think guys respond to that positivity, that positive reinforcement. Obviously, we've had negative reinforcement. Don't get it twisted. We've gotten it. It may just not be in the media or whatever,
okay,
but it's a balance. And I think that's where, at the end of it, like you said, there's something positive at the end of everything. I think that's what opens up guys to play confident, play convicted, trust themselves, trust the guy next to them, and just buy in. So with Coach McDaniel being consistent about that the whole year, being able to reach out to guys personally so that he can figure out, oh, do you work better positive reinforcement or negative reinforcement? So that, like, at the end of the day, we're just getting better. And, like, that's the goal, and that's how we're pushing. We're all moving in the same direction. I think that's just the locker room needed a lot more positive reinforcement. So he was able to do that for us.
So I want to ask you about the book, The Seven Crucibles, an inspirational game plan for overcoming adversity in your life. You went through an ACL. You've been through injury in this. It's all right with the dog. The dog's jacked up about the book too. Alec, don't you worry about that.
He's like, hey, there's some adversity. He's like, where is it? Let me go find it.
Yeah, right. Hey, talk about it. So you're going through this ACL, and there's a – listen, when guys are injured, you're down, right? Because, you know, we start to get insecure. Some guy's going to take my job. Now they won't want me back. I'm injury prone. And all the things that we go through as insecure creatures. So run the book. So you go, you know what, I'm gonna do a little motivational book. What caused you to do this?
I mean, let me just like paint the picture for you. A year ago, I'm a team captain. I'm Pro Bowl alternate type of guy, NFL PA rep in the locker room, Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, right? So like a bunch of different facets. I went from an undrafted guy to all these little accolades on my name in a different facility on the West Coast, right? And I'm working, I'm grinding, I'm getting to this point, the pinnacle, the top of the mountain. I'm getting all the way there. And Sunday Night Football happens. I tear an ACL on national television. I'm crying on the screen, and just emotions overwhelming. I'm on a contract year. In like the snap of a fingers, I went from the top of the world to all this uncertainty. Just like you said, will I be back? Will I? Where am I going to be? Will I ever play football again? How is my knee going to be? And all those questions, all that uncertainty, I just started freaking out, started getting worried. Big fears came into the picture. And then, you know, the next day, I really had a choice. And I think that's what life is. Like, you can't really have, like, you can't control what happens to you. You can control how you respond to it. So I'm starting to think about how I'm going to attack this thing, how I'm going to get better, how I'm going to be a better football player after the injury than before. And I almost knew the answers to the test from different life events, from growing up, from being a high school athlete, college athlete, different life stories. I've found the answers to the test. So I said, you know what? I'm going to use this motivation. I'm going to keep myself accountable. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to be able to pass it on to the next person that needs a little bit of motivation, inspiration in their life. And I'm going to write how I'm going to come back from this injury before it happens. So, I mean, I finished writing this thing, I'd say last July, and didn't really know what this season was going to hold, but I knew it was going to be successful. And we were just going to define that however the season played out. But I really wrote the blueprint on how I was going to come back before it happened so that other people can see that and be like, okay, I can follow along with this. I can use these lessons, these questions, these little nuggets to be able to take it into my own life and be a little bit better.
You know, it's funny. Everybody asks me, you know, hey, what was it like in NFL? I said, I hated the highs and lows. Loved the highs, hated the lows. Drop ball, responsible for a missed tackle where a guy runs for 70 yards for a touchdown where you know you had something to do with the loss, and hated that. And couldn't even, like, until the confession was once you got to see it and the coach got it out of the way and said, hey, you know, you got to play better than this. This is not acceptable. And then he moved on, and it was like, okay, I'm good. All right, fresh start for next week now. What is it for you? How do you do with the highs and lows of the National Football League?
I think we all have highs and lows in our lives. Like, people, you know, you can get promoted, you can get fired, you can have a great presentation, you can have a bad presentation at work, whatever it is. In the NFL, obviously, them highs are high and the lows are low. And I think the key to it is just that consistency, right? I feel like you hear Jalen Hurts talking about it all the time. I think you hear all these guys that are, you know, we're focused on the process. We're focused on getting better. That growth mindset, it's become a cliche, but I think that's really how you do it. And I feel like it's always a constant fight. It doesn't get easier, but if you can just find silver linings in the bad moments, if you can find something to improve on the good moments, and you just move forward trying to get better, it's not a fun mindset to find, but that middle ground is where all the growth happens. And I feel like that's where I just try and live my life.
I think your background's phenomenal. You were adopted. You talk about loving parents, your sister, obviously your beautiful wife now as well. How much has that played into your life? I'm just curious with that support you've had.
Yeah, I mean, being adopted is a big part of my story, and having that loving and supporting family is huge. Like, no one can do this thing alone. So finding those people in your life that you trust, that you can talk to, was massive for me. Overcoming that adversity, being able to have the courage to write a book, having the courage to cast up a broken thumb and play for the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Like, those people that are going to love you, you know, regardless of the circumstance, I think those people in your life and keeping them close is crazy important. So it's been a big blessing to have that family behind me and be a part of that circle.
Alec, I got to tell you, you're the only guy that I've ever known. When you go, hey, where are you from? You go, hey, I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I go, no, no way, man. I've been to Green Bay. I've played in Green Bay. I've been there working the games now for almost 20 years. So I've been there. Like, all I ever and don't take this the wrong way when you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Like, every third place is a family bar where the family and the friends, is it? So How did you do in Green Bay, and what did you do besides talk about Vince Lombardi? What were you guys doing?
I mean, once I was 21, I was probably in those family bars a little bit. No, it gets cold. It's there's not a whole lot to do. So, you know, after the season, all the guys are like, all right, I'm going to go back home, hang out. I was like, well, it's kind of 85 here. It's still 20 back home. There's not really much to do back there. So I think I'm going to stay down in South Florida a little longer.
Yeah.
But, no, it was, Green Bay was fun. It was great to just grow up. Obviously, it's a tight-knit family. You're close to the high school athletic program. Go to church and go watch the Packers was really – that was my week growing up. So, I mean, that's how I love football, and that's kind of how I grew up.
Well, let's talk about pump up this book, how people can get it now.
Oh, yeah. You can find this book, Seven Crucibles. It's a life book. I think we use a lot of Dolphin stories, a lot of Raiders stories, a lot of football stories, let's say. But it really is about life and overcoming that adversity in your life. So you can get it on Amazon, The Seven Crucibles, otherwise alecingold.com. Try to keep it easy for everyone to remember, just my name, alecingold.com or Amazon, and go get a book. It's a quick read. You can go to the coffee shop, read it in a day, pretty easy. So wanted to keep it light, but really wanted to help get people moving and kind of take that first step.
I got to tell you, my man, you can stay down here as long as you want. You're great to be around, Alec. I appreciate it. I do. I appreciate our talks in the hotels and everything else. So thanks for coming on, and good luck with the book. We'll pump it up. We'll put it on our website as well for you. But thank you so much.
I appreciate the time. It's Monday morning. We're getting going the whole week. Like, man, I can't think of anything better, Joe. So I really appreciate the time, man.
Hey, no problem. You get that surgery done, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you.
All right, Alec Ingold joining us, fullback of the Miami Dolphins. Talk a little bit about his book and his journey of what he's been able to do. And if you get a chance, easy reading on the book. We'll take a quick break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. But before we do, want to take a second for tickets. Everybody's always talking about getting last-second tickets. This is a great example. A lot of people got up this morning going, oh, my gosh, wait a second. This is kind of crazy, but oh my gosh, Duke's in town playing the University of Miami in basketball. Or tonight, Tampa Bay and the Panthers are playing. Oh, I'd love to get some last second tickets. I'm going to go to Game Time. Go to Game Time, man. That's what a lot of people are doing now. Amazing last minute deals on tickets here in South Florida. How fast and easy it is to use. Real images of the views from your seat, which a lot of people have talked about and really like with Game Time. You know exactly where your seat is when you're looking at the ice, looking at the floor. You get to figure out real quickly just how good that seat is. Easy to find all the sports and concerts and shows that are going on now and soon in your area. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. Download the Game Time app, enter your email address, and use the code WQM for $20 off your purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. Download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed every day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Alec for coming on. Alec Ingold, the fullback of the Miami Dolphins, spent a little bit of time with us. Getting ready to get a little surgery on his thumb here and hopefully come back 100%, get that cast off and everything else with it. Hey, got some good news here. Really surprised this morning, Woody. We got tickets to give away for that Denver game. Miami Heat, Denver Nuggets on Monday.
Yes, we do. We'll do it at some point in the segment here. We can't do it right now, but make people stick around for a few minutes here.
All right, so listen.
What do you think? Is that okay?
It's fine. No, whatever, however you want to do it, that's fine. So we'll have those tickets. You got one pair? Is that what they?
I do.
Hit you with a pair?
Yeah. You need
good
you
tickets,
need more
man.
Than that?
No, that's
parking,
fine.
Parking, anything we're good with?
Parking okay. with would be great. Thank
where
you.
Where are the seats?
Parking.
You want to know where the seats are,
seats,
too?
Seats, 6 rows up. No, it's fine. If that, you know, wherever
that's
they
a good
are.
Game. Nuggets are good.
Yeah, they're real good.
Well, they got the best, well, maybe the best player in basketball right now from a statistical perspective. I mean, he can't move.
Are they? Whatever, man. Why you pay?
He's the slowest basketball player in the history of the game, but, you know.
Your take is always great.
Thank you.
Your
really,
take, your take,
that, man.
You're just really on things. Like so he's big and slow, but somehow he's really good. Is that what you're saying?
How come I say one guy final who actually is big and slow? How come I say it once and you jump on me when you constantly get on guys for their weight? Athletes and non-athletes.
It doesn't affect this guy's play. That's what he is. That's all he's always been.
Oh, okay. But with Luka or Zion or Carmelo,
yeah, but you get going
Harden
like your
or,
take, like
me,
your
let
take.
Let me finish the list. Should I start going into media people who you're concerned about their weight? I mean, it's unbelievable. You're concerned about everyone's weight. I say one guy is slow, which he is. He has an old man game. It's fine.
Must not be an old man game because it still works. Can't well, you act like he's Bob Cousy. His game works.
Bob Cousy.
He's really good at what he does. You know, and by the way, let's talk about you because you always, whatever the point is, it's good. And then you decide, like Kyle Lowry's never been good. He was never that good with Toronto.
He was okay.
What do you mean he was okay? What do you mean? Do
Listen,
you just
you better
say
take
that?
It easy because there are people on the text machine that really want to know what went down over the weekend.
First
and
of all,
you made a mistake of telling me.
Well, let me tell you something. You come with something, I tell you privately, and your ass, wait till you hear some of the stuff I say about you and your family. Exactly. Remember that there.
Look at him all sensitive. Wow.
No.
It is good. Now it's really going to get people going to want to know. The way, you have nothing on me, bro. I'm a loner. You have nothing on me.
Yeah, it's true. You are harmless. You're harmless
you
from that.
Nothing
but you say
me.
Some really stupid stuff like the Kyle Lowry stuff. Oh, he's never been
all right,
good.
Bro, keep
just say he's
luck.
Not very good
keep
right now.
Your luck.
Okay. He's not very good. Kyle Lowry's never been good. Okay. Because he's 36 now. You made it sound like he wasn't really good with Toronto. Could you say you were wrong about that you went too far?
He was
what?
He was okay with Toronto. I'm very disappointed in what I'm seeing right now. So it, you know. Clouds my view of him.
Yeah, but you can't take away from what somebody used to be. I agree. He's not the same player. Nobody's going to argue that.
He's always been a flopper, though.
But that's part of what he does.
It's part of what he does.
It's part of what the league is. Good players take. What do you think the guy? What do you think Smart does with Boston? You think he's any different than Kyle Lowry?
That doesn't make him a good player.
He was defensive player of the year last year.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, I just killed.
It's part of the game.
You don't think taking an offensive charge is part of the game?
Yeah, I do. But flopping is not supposed to be part of the game. It's not soccer.
Getting in front in position on a guy and he runs you over, and you get you can draw the foul, is a big part of the game, Woody.
I will say one of the things Lowry
Woody,
does,
that's what part of the game
one
is.
One of the things he does very well is when a guy swings an elbow and actually misses, he does this thing where he swings his head back and he looks like he's taking the elbow right in the chops. He does that very, very well. And he doesn't actually, there's no contact, but he swings his head back and it makes everyone think he just took one right in the mouth. That is one of his best and most impressive times.
No, that's in a roundabout way.
I tried to defend the guy last year when you guys were like, oh, by the way, he was on your list of people that were out of shape.
Yes.
And I just said he does wear big shorts. Like, that is
Riley
something
said
about
he was out of shape.
He does wear big shorts.
Riley, forget what we said.
Yeah, Riley.
The guy
said
that runs the organization.
How did Kyle take that? What did he say?
I don't know.
What did he say? I didn't hear him?
Didn't hear him, but yeah, that's why I said I don't know how he took it.
Yeah. I think him saying he didn't hear him is good enough.
Everybody hears everything Riley says.
Yeah, you would think.
I don't think that's
a
surprise.
Well, he really took it to heart and came back in great shape this year.
You don't think he was in better shape when the season started?
Better shape?
I just think he's 36, Woody, and I think he's a beat-up 36-year-old. And like I always say, 36-year-old guys have good days and bad days. He's rested up. He's got a good outing where he feels younger. If he plays too much, he deals with dead legs and sluggish and really struggles. And playing against a lot of athletic guys, and I just think the whole thing. But listen, forget what anybody says. Spoh's spoken. Doesn't play him at the end of games. He's not out there. He's not playing very much.
All right, text from the 954, Kendall Toyota text line. Stop saying Lowry was good, like he was great. He has a title because Durant and Clay got hurt. That's it. He rode the coattails of Kawhi and the Warriors being decimated by injuries.
Kyle Lowry is pretty good in Toronto. You can say whatever you want.
He was pretty good. He made a couple All-Star games here and there. But that is true, by the way, that's the only reason that Toronto won that series. Because those two guys suffered those injuries. That everybody knows that, though.
So you're not – oh, everybody. Here you go. Is that – why is that always your go-to thing? Everybody
knows that
guy played.
You're a Warriors fanboy. Why wouldn't – you don't think that's why they won?
Why you got to call me fanboy? You're on a real roll today. Do you have trouble making friends at home, or do you got a group that's pretty strong?
I got people that are, like, locked in. No new friends, but, yeah, locked in.
Locked in.
If you're in,
they
you're
just
in,
know. Yeah. They just know what you're like, and it doesn't matter. I don't have a lot of new friends, but I'm locked in. The ones that have me, they know what I'm like, and they like me. So forget you, Joe Rose. Forget you. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff.
Wow, someone really ripping you, bro. What happened with your family? With you and your family over the weekend? Are you okay? Now throw your headset and run out of the studio like a little emotional bee. Wow, that ran out of the restaurant.
I ran out of the restaurant.
You didn't run out. Your wife did. You chased her out. Not chased her, but they're talking about the other incident.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
No, like, no, you told me not to bring up this weekend.
No, I just said that happened last week, and she was upset about some stuff that happened real quickly with everybody else.
And it was, yeah, all hell broke loose.
And so, yeah, she goes, I'm leaving. I go, well, I need a ride home. I guess I'll – she goes, I'm not eating here. I'm going home. So she left, and I chased her. That was a story, bitch. Whatever that guy called me, a bitch. Right. I needed to get a ride home.
Relax. Let's give away some tickets here.
Let's
okay?
do it. What do you got?
I told you we have two tickets
Little
to the
bitch.
Heat game.
Little bitch sent that text.
Stop it. I'm going to call that guy and give him the tickets, actually. Anyone who takes shots at Joe gets tickets.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what do you want to do here, man?
I didn't plan
this really in advance here.
Let's do caller number 3 for a 3-point shot.
We don't have a lot of those.
No, we haven't. We're one of the worst in the NBA. So let's
go. Here we go.
Well, it's going to start getting better. this week.
I like your optimism. There we go. Maybe we'll get some tonight. We got a basketball game tonight.
No, I'm talking about threes for the...
I know, but we have a basketball game tonight.
You giving tickets to that game too?
No, but we can certainly direct people to MiamiHurricanes.com, and they can purchase and pack the Watsco Center for tonight. Let's get a great atmosphere out there.
All right.
I'll be there. Josie will be there.
So what are you doing right now? Now I'm really confused on what you're doing.
No one's confused. We're giving away tickets to the Heat game.
You just wanted to
pump
up.
You started talking about threes, and I just figured we'd mention Canes hoops. They have a big game tonight.
Canes are playing great. It's a good win against Clemson. I can tell you that. That was very, very impressive. All right, you set? You ready to go? You and I have no chemistry today. We're really struggling.
No, you're just
struggling
angry
here.
About
I'm not
something.
Angry.
I don't know what you're all angry
you
about.
You just say you like everybody. You always go
what
too
are we
far.
Dating?
No, we're not dating. You would never have to worry about that. Hey, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida for just a second. Boy, I love telling everybody about Baptist Health and their sports medicine program. When you get injured, it sure is nice to have a place to go where you can get great results. Matter of fact, people ask, where are the pros going? I said, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Well, I'll tell you what, they trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, and you should too. High school, college, and professional athletes ready for every kind of injury possible. When you look at some of the top specialists they brought in for the knee, shoulder, foot, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, ankle, toes, any kind of problem you have, we got some of the best in the business. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. In Broward County, I got great news. Got a brand new facility on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation for you to go up there if you don't want to go down to Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. Not a problem. It's just getting bigger and better. It's continuing to grow. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho the next time you have any kind of injury. One goal every day, get you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most with those in-house physical therapists and a successful surgery. We'll have you back playing the sports you love real quickly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, man, it just been a few days at the Senior Bowl. From the Sun Sentinel, Chris Perkins joins us this morning. Perk, how you doing?
Big Joe, man, I'm shifting back into football mood because, you know, during last week I was in football mood with the Senior Bowl. Then the weekend comes and I get totally out. The Senior Bowl and the Pro Bowl, I watched only bits and pieces of either of them, Joe, and I was living my life. And now it's back to reality, baby. It's back to the grind now. So,
yeah.
So I'm getting back into football now after taking the weekend off.
Hey, Perk. You're not the only one. We're all going to be grinding here, man, for a while. There's no question about it. You know
exactly.
What? Perk, we got to find some starters, man. And some of them's got to be at the Senior Bowl, one second-round pick, two third-round picks. What'd you think of the talent overall, especially at some of the positions that the Dolphins could be looking at? Looked like there were a lot of second and third and fourth-round guys at the Senior Bowl. Did you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, almost nothing but second, third, and fourth. You know, the Senior Bowl was taking a little bit of heat for not having as many first-round prospects as in recent years. And look, who knows? At this early stage, there's some guys that, you know, are projected as like mid to low first-rounders, and they end up in the middle of the second round. But there were some guys, you know, I was looking at cornerbacks, Joe. I was looking at offensive tackles. And I was looking at some running backs. I was looking at some inside linebackers. At offensive tackle, look, the Darnell Wright kid from Tennessee, I thought, looked pretty good. He's a big, long kid, like a 6'6 type kid. This kid, Cody Mock, out of North Dakota State, is interesting. He's a big kid, but he's got short arms. He's got like 33-inch arms, and they like him 34, 35 inches. So while he played left tackle out there at North Dakota State, they're thinking he might be an inside guy in the NFL, which, you know, and I looked at him, Joe, because, you know, the Dolphins might have a right tackle question. And does Austin Jackson play there, or do you have to kick Robert Hunt out there? So maybe somebody like the Mock kid who has some position versatility could help. And they're also saying the Mock kid could play a little bit of center also. He's very unsettled, but like low first round, early second round talent. So we'll see where he fits in. I thought Tyreek Stevenson from UM, the corner, had a pretty good week. Josh Brents, the corner at Kansas State, but I think he's going to be a first rounder and out of the Dolphins' reach. Tyreek, there's no telling where he's going to go. He could be low first, or he could be right in the Dolphins' wheelhouse. I believe number 51 in the second round is their first pick. You know, and running back, Joe, I don't know if the Dolphins are going to go running back in the second round. Both Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson could become free agents. But they usually don't go that high. You know, Kenyon Drake was third round. They usually don't go second round for a running back. But, you know, we'll keep our eye on the running backs also and see what happens there. But, some pretty decent prospects out there at the Senior Bowl. Nobody for the Dolphins that I looked at and thought, wow, this kid could be a real steal in the second round, like a fourth round prospect at corner or offensive tackle who seemed to be shooting up the charts.
So, Perk, let me ask you about Kenny McIntosh, who had himself a nice little career at Georgia. What'd you think of him?
I thought he looked pretty good out there. The kid, you know, RJ McIntosh went to UM. That was his brother. Kenny is the running back from here locally, helped Georgia to the back-to-back national titles. Their leading rusher last year. I think he rushed for 832 yards. I wrote it. I can't remember what it is, but I thought he looked pretty good. He went down with a little bit of a calf strain or injury on, if I can get my days right, I think the first day. But, I think he's a, you know, second, maybe third round, a guy who I think that could definitely help, can run between the tackles a little bit, can catch the ball, which is something that the Dolphins like. So, yeah, he's definitely somebody that I was looking at and that could help the Dolphins, I think. I thought he had a pretty good week out there.
Hey, Perk, who'd you see from the Dolphins? Was Chris Greer there and the head coach?
You know, I did not see any of the Dolphins people out there. They were there, but I did not see them out there. But, you know, they had their hands full just trying to keep this Vic Fangio thing together, Joe. So it looks like they solidified it, you know, last week while we were out there with Vic, all these reports that Vic is coming after the Super Bowl. But, you know, they need to have a good draft here. The second and third round picks, these are starters. These are starting caliber players. It's not as glamorous as the first round pick, but these guys need to be starters or contributors. Mostly as rookies. Look, you get one first rounder and two second rounders. You need to get out of those three picks, you need to get one starter and one regular contributor. You're not going to go, you know, 100% and get three starters. Let's be realistic. You might not even get two starters, but you have to get one starter and one, you know, rotational player out of those top three picks. So, you know, that's really what they were doing out there is trying to make sure that they hit on these top picks. The Dolphins have done pretty good on some of the lower round picks in recent years. The upper picks, the first and second, have been they've been a little shaky.
Yeah, we don't have a number one, so we have our second round pick and two third round picks here. But let me ask you about Matt Applebaum. That surprised you? I didn't see that one coming. Yeah. I thought the old line was a lot better this year. Even though I know they didn't run for a zillion yards, but I thought they got a lot better from a year ago.
I did too. I did too, Joe. I thought, you know, the two areas that I thought showed the best depth on the team were the secondary and the O-line. I mean, we know the injury problems that they had in both of those areas. And just going on the O-line, you know, you lose Austin Jackson, the right tackle, in the first week. And then Teron Armstead, your left tackle, not long after that. And you know, you're dealing with Liam Eichenberg not performing that well there at left guard. Connor Williams, his first year at center, he's a veteran, but he had been a guard. And so, you know, the linemen talked early in the season about problems with identifying and recognizing things and getting on the same page with communication. So I bring these up because these are things that Applebaum had to work through. And I thought, you know, considering that you didn't have a star-studded, talented group up there, you had Teron Armstead and basically, you know, four other question marks. I thought the offensive line did a pretty good job. So I don't know if this is a situation of philosophical differences,
right,
or about Mike McDaniel wanting to get his own guy in there. And that's a big part of what I'm watching, you know, now that, you know, this is his first off season after a season. You know, last off season, he's the rookie coach. He hadn't been a head coach yet. This time he's gone through a season. So that might be why you would see some of these coaching changes or some of the, you know, I'm looking at how he handles the staff. What did you learn, Mike McDaniel, and how are you going
right
to apply it to getting better? So that might be. I have not heard a specific reason, Joe. I do know that, you know, during practices a lot of the week, and this is just anecdotal, this is not, does not mean it's a fact, but a lot of times we would see Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, working very closely with those offensive linemen. Frank Smith, a former offensive line coach, a former center himself, but he would be over there with Applebaum and really actively, you know, coaching those linemen, footwork, hand placement, all that kind of stuff. So I again, that's what we would see the few times we would be allowed to watch practice. So I have no idea if that was a factor, but that is some stuff that we would see when we would be allowed to watch practice.
Chris, before I let you go, I was just curious. So Vic Fangio, who's going to be the highest paid coordinator, look, came out at $4.5 million a year to be the defense coordinator for the Dolphins. I got to believe he's got total say-so on who he wants to keep and let go. They didn't tell Vic Fangio, you have to keep all these coaches. We like them, right? Don't you think he has that in his contract too?
100%. He's got to have pretty much, total autonomy, or else why are you going to come here into this situation when you might have had other offers or better situations out there? So, yeah, I would think Vic Fangio got everything that he needed. And, look, this is still going to come down to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, the whole, you know, scouting and them picking the right players, right? Because we've seen the Dolphins have these coaching front office coups before, Jimmy Johnson, Bill Parcells, and it didn't necessarily lead to a Super Bowl or multiple playoff appearances. So the Fangio hire is great. You know, hats off to the Dolphins. You went out there and you got your man. You got the best that was out there. But, you know, it's still more about Jimmys and Joes, right? The X's and O's. So it's great that they got him, but I'm still looking at Chris Greer and the player acquisition through free agency and the draft and seeing, you know, Dolphins, what can you do there? That I love the Fangio hire, but player acquisition, let's see some improvement there first.
Well, here's the other part of this, and it's an ongoing topic. One of the last conversations I had with Chris about 20 years ago is this one. I was a little shot at the relationship right now.
Yeah, but, I'll pick that up, Joe.
No, so the thing is this. So he's very – Chris very open about this, and I mean, I see the good in it. I see the bad in it. So Chris is never going to take a player or sign a player that his coaching staff doesn't like. If the guy goes, no, I'm not, you know, and I'm guessing in this case Mike McDaniel and Vic Fangio, so he's going to try to find a guy they like. But at the end of the day, Chris is the one that's responsible to get the best players. We don't ever say, hey, the head coach, he sure picked a bad player on that one. It all goes back to Chris Greer, who says, I'm not going to have my coaches upset that I force somebody on them and I draft somebody or I take a free agent they didn't really like, because it just causes friction between coaches and in a front office.
Well, let me say two things, Joe. I agree with you that it's ultimately on Chris Greer. He is in charge of player acquisition, so it's ultimately on him. So that's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is it's hard to fault Chris Greer because that man knows how to stay employed, right? I mean, come on, Joe. Like, I know what you mean, but that man knows how to stay employed. Like, he is the sole survivor in that organization. So I guess you got to give that man a little credit for the way he handles things. But I agree with you. Like, it's, you know, and look, I know you don't want to be the GM who says, no, we're taking this edge rusher instead of that one, or we're taking the cornerback instead of the running back. You don't want to be that GM, but ultimately it does fall on you. Whoever ends up being the quarterback ultimately falls on you. I don't care if the head coach wanted them or not.
Right.
As the GM, player acquisition is your deal. So I agree with you, but Joe, Chris Greer has the job and he's kept it despite what a lot of people, including myself at times, have thought. So it's hard to rip the man for his way of doing business because he stays employed.
Well, that quarterback, but you're right. That quarterback thing is that's an interesting one that we've really never heard that much about with all the stuff that went on. Yep. Chris, thank you. I appreciate you coming on, bud, and stirring it up a little bit. Will you work on that with Chris Greer a little bit, please? I can't have that with you guys. I'm going to work on that a little bit. No, Chris Perkins.
I'm going to work on the relationship between you and Chris. I'm going to mend that. That's right. Going to be my greatest off-season pleasure. I'm going to get you guys back together.
That'd be a hell of one. You can fix that. That'd be a hell of a job right there. Thanks, Perk.
That's right. Appreciate I'm going to go with the Secretary of State after that.
You might as well throw my ex-wife in there. We'll just do it together. That'd be a great pair right there. All right. Way to go, Perk. Now I got my ex-wife and the kids all upset out there. Way to go. Working. Joe Rose, always working on relationships. Thanks, Perk. You're a bad man, brother. You're a bad man. All right. Thanks, Perk. We got to go to break, man. We're running super late. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.